Put in the Wraps on the World Cafe with Robert Plant and Allison Krauss's latest. That's Quattro, World Drifts In. We produce this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to the World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing the data behind American diversity on its new podcast season, Race and Research, available at pewtrusts.org/NPR.
88.5 FM, KCSN and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at 88.5FM.org.
Hey, good evening. Nick Harko back with you at the other end of the day for the 9 o'clock news. Coming up, 30 minutes of brand new upcoming and recent releases. And we kick off this week's edition of the program with a new single from former Men at Work frontman Colin Hay. This is Love Is Everywhere.
Take me down. Ain't nobody gonna steal my crown. Love.
listen to the 9 o'clock news. Nick Harcourt, your host, for 30 minutes of new music every Monday night at 9. By the way, these shows are now archived online and on demand at 88.5fm.org. That was music from a band out of Austin, Texas. They're called Good Looks. The tune was called Vision Boards. They have a debut album coming out on April 8th. Somebody else who's got a new album coming up, and their first one in 5 years, are the Canadian band Stars, who I've been a big fan of for many, many years. They've been hard at it during lockdown, and they've just made a new record that is coming in May. They've released two tracks from it on Friday. Here's one of them. This is a tune called Pretenders at 88.5. Music from Stars.
What's become of you?
just to break the time in my mind's eye. We enter.
New music from Front Person, which is a duo comprised of the New Pornographers Catherine Calder and Mark Andrew Hamilton from the band Woodpigeon, who decided to form a duo after meeting up in a studio hallway 5 or 6 years ago. They actually did put an album out in 2018 called Front Runner, and at the end of last week just announced its follow-up, Parade, and that was the title cut. Nick Harcourt, your host. It's the 9 o'clock news here at 88.5 FM, my favorite time to be on the radio on a Monday night with 30 minutes of brand new upcoming and recent releases. And up next, we've got something new from Ibibio Sound Machine, based out of London. They announced a new album at the end of last year and have dropped a couple of tracks. Here's the latest. It's called Protection from Evil, from Ibibio Sound Machine. Ibibio Sound Machine.
Let's go! 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 Let's to the glam people. I don't want to belong to the hip-hop people. I don't want to belong to any of it.
Music from the Crystal Method, which is Scott Kirkland, who has teamed up with the UK breakbeat producer Hyper for that single. It's called Post Punk, and you might have noticed a sample of Iggy Pop's voice. It's going to be on the album, the Crystal Method's seventh studio album, The Trip Out, which is set for release on April 15th of this month, and it borrows a soundbite from Jim Jarmusch's Stooges documentary Gimme Danger. Nick Harcourt, your host. It's the 9 o'clock news. Thank you for hanging out with me on this Monday night. Quick reminder that these programs are now archived, so if you've missed anything in the last year or two, I think we've been doing it for a little over a year, they're on demand on our website at 885fm.org. And while you're over there, do yourself a favor and grab the 885FM app. It is free, and then you can listen to us whenever and wherever you feel it, live or with our archived shows. Going to leave you with new music from one of my favorite artists of the last 20 or so years, John Spencer of Blues Explosion fame, as well as Boss Hogg and Heavy Trash, Pussy Galore. And he's announced his new outfit. It's called The Hitmakers. There's a new album, Spencer Gets It Lit, which is due out in April, and they dropped the lead single from this album, Junkman, on Friday. Going to play that for you as we get out of here. Again, thank you for listening. It is my absolute pleasure and privilege to hang out and play music for you any time of the day. I'll be back bright and early for my regular gig here, the morning show, at 6 a.m. tomorrow. If you're around and you can join us, we would appreciate it. Otherwise, maybe we'll catch you back here next Monday night for the 9 o'clock news. Until then, be safe, be kind, and keep it simple. Here's John Spencer and the Hitmakers with Junkman. Good night.